Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Same Soul. Many Bodies Discover the Healing Power of Future Lives Through Progression Therapy is a non-fiction spirituality and self-help book by psychiatrist Brian L. Weiss, known for popularizing past life regression with many lives, many masters. In this volume, Weiss extends his therapeutic focus from revisiting alleged past life memories to exploring possible future lives through a method he calls progression therapy. The book presents a mind-body-spirit approach that blends clinical storytelling with metaphysical claims about reincarnation, the continuity of the soul, and the practical value of expanded awareness. Through patient case examples and reflective discussion, Weiss argues that imagining or accessing future life scenarios can influence present choices, relieve fear, and support emotional healing. A central purpose is to offer hope and motivation by framing life challenges as part of a longer soul journey shaped by learning, relationships, and ethical action. The tone is accessible and experiential, aimed at readers curious about reincarnation, hypnosis-based therapy, and spiritual growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, progression therapy as a complement to past life regression. A core contribution of the book is the shift from looking backward to looking forward. Weiss is widely associated with regression work, but here he emphasizes progression therapy, in which a person in a relaxed, suggestible state is guided to envision or experience scenes that appear to come from future lives. The book positions this not as fortune-telling, but as a therapeutic tool. The future material functions like a mirror that reflects present patterns, fears, and potentials. By pairing regression and progression, Weiss suggests that a wider arc of experience can be brought into awareness, giving clients more perspectives on why certain emotions recur and how they might change. The method is presented through narrative case material rather than laboratory-style proof, and the emphasis stays on outcomes like reduced anxiety, greater purpose, and improved coping. The practical message is that future-oriented imagery can be used to disrupt stuck stories in the present, especially when a person feels trapped by current circumstances. Whether a reader views the images as literal future lives or as psychologically meaningful symbols, the technique is framed as a structured way to access insight and motivation. Secondly, Same Soul. Many Bodies, Reincarnation, and the Continuity of Identity. The title captures the book's central metaphysical premise. The soul persists across multiple incarnations, taking on many bodies and life roles over time. Weiss presents this continuity as the foundation for understanding human behavior beyond a single lifespan. Within this framework, identity is larger than personality, and relationships can extend across lifetimes and changing forms. The book uses this premise to invite a broader interpretation of suffering and growth, suggesting that difficulties may be connected to lessons the soul is working through rather than to random misfortune alone. In progression therapy, this continuity runs forward as well as backward, with future life material portrayed as part of the same ongoing journey. The narrative approach encourages readers to hold time more loosely, treating life as a chapter in a longer process of learning. Importantly, the book's value proposition does not depend on converting skeptics. It repeatedly leans on experiential impact, such as how a shift in worldview can reduce fear of death and increase compassion, by emphasizing many roles across many lives. The book also challenges rigid self-definitions, presenting personal change as both possible and meaningful within a long-term spiritual trajectory. Thirdly, karma, choice, and shaping outcomes through present action. A recurring theme is karmic causality. Described in simple ethical terms, actions have consequences that can unfold across time, influencing future experiences. Weiss links progression therapy to this idea by arguing that glimpses of possible futures can motivate better choices now. Rather than presenting karma as punishment, the book frames it as a learning system that rewards constructive behavior and discourages harmful patterns. This becomes a practical ethical engine within the narrative. If you plant better seeds, you can expect better harvests. Progression experiences are portrayed as especially powerful because they make consequences feel vivid and personal, turning abstract morality into felt understanding. The book also extends the idea from the individual to the collective, suggesting that humanity's shared consciousness and choices play a role in shaping what comes next. Readers are encouraged to see daily decisions, habits, and relationships as significant inputs into long-term well-being. The therapeutic implication is that hope is not passive. It is built through intentional conduct, self-awareness, and a willingness to learn, even for readers who interpret karma metaphorically. The framework supports a clear takeaway: future-oriented thinking can strengthen responsibility, resilience, and commitment to change. Fourthly, healing fear, prejudice, and emotional pain through expanded perspective. Weiss presents progression and regression work as routes to psychological relief. especially when conventional insight feels insufficient. The book's case-based structure highlights patterns of healing that include reduction of fear, softening of entrenched judgments, and relief from emotional burdens. The mechanism is described as perspective expansion. When a person experiences themselves in different circumstances, bodies, or roles, their current identity loosens, and rigid emotional reactions can diminish. This broadened lens is used to address common human struggles such as anxiety about the future, unresolved grief, or persistent interpersonal conflict. The book also links these therapeutic effects to compassion, suggesting that seeing oneself in varied life situations can reduce prejudice by undermining the illusion of fixed separateness. While the evidentiary standard is experiential rather than scientific, the intended reader benefit is clear. The stories demonstrate how meaning-making and imagery can catalyze change. The approach fits a mind-body-spirit model where emotional health is connected to spiritual understanding and where healing is measured by improved functioning, calmer effect, and more constructive relationships. For spiritually inclined readers, the promise is that inner change can be accelerated when the horizon of the self is widened beyond one lifetime. Lastly, meditation, altered states, and the idea of fluid time. The book situates its therapeutic methods within a broader view of consciousness, in which meditation and relaxed focus states allow access to deeper layers of mind. Weiss treats time as more fluid than everyday experience suggests, an assumption that supports both past life regression and future life progression. This perspective encourages readers to question linear thinking, not merely as philosophy, but as a tool for healing if the mind can step outside ordinary time. It may discover options that feel unavailable in a strictly present-bound narrative. The text aligns this with practical self-exploration, presenting contemplative practices as ways to cultivate calm, receptivity, and intuitive insight. Progression therapy, in this context, is not only a clinical intervention, but also an experiential practice that can expand awareness and encourage purposeful living. The emphasis remains on transformation rather than spectacle, with altered states valued for their capacity to reveal patterns and prompt healthier decisions. Readers are invited to integrate reflective practices into daily life to reinforce the book's themes: increased mindfulness, less fear about what is ahead, and a stronger sense of connection to something enduring. The result is a spiritual psychology stance in which inner states are treated as meaningful data for growth. In conclusion, this book best serves readers who are open to spiritual frameworks, curious about reincarnation, or interested in hypnosis-based approaches that blend psychology with metaphysical ideas. It can also appeal to people who feel stuck and want a structured way to imagine different outcomes. Because the core promise is motivational seeing, possible futures can change how you live now. The practical benefits are mainly reflective and behavioral rather than technical. Readers may come away with a stronger sense of agency, a clearer ethical compass framed through karma and consequence, and a calming reduction of fear about uncertainty or death. Intellectually, it offers a distinctive angle within the past life regression genre by moving beyond recall of previous lifetimes into future-oriented exploration, positioning the future as a therapeutic resource. What makes it stand out in its category is this forward-looking emphasis and the way Weiss ties it to everyday choices and emotional healing through accessible case narratives. At the same time, it asks for discernment. The book is not written as a scientific validation of reincarnation, but as an experiential account of what Weiss believes helps his patients. Readers who prefer strictly evidence-based clinical models may remain skeptical, but those seeking a hopeful, spiritually oriented approach to personal growth may find it uniquely energizing and consoling. If you would like to support Brian L. Weiss, M.D., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.